The interview that follows is a part of the Morehead Oral History Project. The purpose of the interview is to gather information about homemaking in Morehead, or in the rural area surrounding Morehead, during the 45 years between 1930 and 1975. Esther Olsgaard, homemaker, is being interviewed by Elsie Lee, and the interview is being taped in the Audiovisual Center of Morehead State University. Today's date is April 23rd, 1985. Esther, there are a lot of people who'd like to know what it was like to be a homemaker on a farm near Morehead back in the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s. Think you had a birthday just yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Do you mind telling how old you were?
No, I was 87.
So this study starts with back in 1930. So if we figure that out, you must have been 32 years old.
Yeah.
In 1930.
Something like that, I think,
yeah. And where were you living when you were 32 in 1930?
I was about 13 miles south of Morehead here.
On a farm?
On the farm, yes.
Do you want to tell something of what your house was like?
Well, it wasn't a wooden structure, of course. It didn't have any plumbing or electric lights or anything like that.
Not back then.
Not at the, in the 30s.
Uh huh.
But we had plenty of room because the house was plenty big. At least the kitchen was big, and that was the most important place of the
those
of the
old
house.
Farm
yeah.
Kitchens yes. Were where you lived, weren't they?
That's where we really lived. Yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. How many children did you have in this house then, about that time?
Well, I had all my children as we lived in that house. But in the 30s, I had about six.
Oh, but you had enough bedrooms for
them?
Oh,
yes. Oh, they coupled up.
And later, how many children altogether?
13.
And you were still in that house?
Yes, we're still in that house. Uh-huh.
So you were what we call a full-time homemaker, weren't you? Did you have to help your husband with the farm work besides the housework?
Well, I helped with I did the milking.
You did?
And took care of the chickens and the pigs. And I did a little shocking, but not too much.
How many of your children were boys? Were the older ones?
Well, the oldest one was a girl.
Oh.
And then I had 8 boys.
And you still helped with the milking?
Oh, yes. I did during the summer, I did most of the milking.
So your girls did the homemaking, or were there girls then to do the homemaking?
Well, they were helping, yes. They never learned to milk, though. I don't know why.
None of the children learned to milk.
Just a couple of the boys learned,
oh.
but not the girls.
Maybe you like milking.
Well, I'll have to say, like one of my neighbors said, you rest when you sit down to milk.
At least you sit down when you do that. Well, I don't know. Maybe that's why my mother liked to milk, too. And I used to be disgusted because I had the older brothers. And I figured they could do the milking, but she would go out and milk and I'd have to do dishes, so I didn't like that too well. Well, let's take a day in your life back then, a day when during the week when your children were at school. Do you want to just tell what you did after the, did the children ride a bus?
Yes, I packed 7... at least 7 lunches and got them off to school, and then I would either wash clothes or go out, and if it was in the summertime, I'd go out in the garden or the strawberry patch or there was always something to do. And then we didn't have running water, so we had to carry the water in and carry it out.
You had a pump outside?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
We had a windmill there too, but sometimes it wasn't very much wind.
Back when you wanted the wind, it was blowing. Now it blows, doesn't it? Yeah. You packed 7 lunches, and you had to milk before you did that?
Oh, yes.
You must have got up early.
Oh, we always did.
And did you make breakfast then for the children, too?
Oh, yes.
Cook cereal and all of that?
They love the cooked cereals in the mornings.
And you had to make, or was there a fire in the stove during the night, or did you have to make the fire?
Well, sometimes it would last, but most of the time you had to start it over again.
So you started a fire in your living room stove, I suppose, or?
Yes, but in the kitchen first.
Uh-huh.
And then we, later years we had, I suppose that was in the late 30s maybe, that we got a furnace that was just one register in the floor.
In the floor.
And the children come running down in the mornings when it was cold upstairs. They'd stand all around this furnace and dress.
And did you burn wood or coal? Or
coal most of the time, because we didn't have any wood on the farm at all.
You were on a Red River Valley
prairie
farm.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. Well, you certainly must have kept busy. And you said you had chickens, too?
Oh, yes.
So you had to take care of them.
Uh-huh.
And that was your job.
That was my job, yeah.
Well, I can see where, like I said, you were a full-timer. Well, how was Sunday different? I hope you didn't have the same work on Sunday quite, at least not the school lunch.
No, I'd sometimes be up till midnight and get everything ready for Sunday. And in the Sunday morning, I'd put everything in the oven, and we'd go to church, and I'd teach Sunday school, and then we'd go to service, and then come back and have our dinner.
Did you have extra company?
Oh, a lot of times I had extra company, but one or two more never mattered.
It was still a busy day.
Yeah.
Did you get any Sunday afternoon rest?
Oh, yes. On Sunday afternoon, then we usually, most of the time we had company, of course, but we'd just sit around and talk and have coffee and enjoy ourselves.
Now you mentioned that you taught Sunday school, and of course your children all went to Sunday school.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you belong to a ladies' aid in your church too?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Is that what they called it?
Yeah, we called it ladies' aid in those days, yeah.
So you entertained that about once a year? Or?
Yeah, sometimes we had to do it more than once a year because we weren't too many at first, and then some, of course, couldn't.
Uh-huh.
So
I know my father used to say, we got the house cleaning done before ladies' aid. And if we didn't have ladies' aid at our house, he thought we'd never get the house cleaning done. So you must have had a little like that.
And a lot of times we met in the church, too.
Oh, yes.
And in the wintertime, it was so cold in the church that we had services in the schoolhouse.
Oh.
Because the schoolhouse was short distance from the church.
So this was out in the country school?
No, it was in Rusted.
Oh, in Rusted.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Services in the Rusted?
Yeah.
School instead of the church.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course, I suppose that was in the later years, though, because but that was in the 30s that we had the church out in the country. But then they moved it into Rusted. Uh-huh. And I'm not positive just when that was moved there. Uh-huh. But I think it was in the late 30s.
Did you belong to any other groups beside your church group? Did you have to work with 4-H?
Yeah, we had 4-H. The children belonged to 4-H. And I was never a leader, though. But
I don't understand why you could have done that in your spare time.
but I helped, show them.
I'm sure you did.
Girls would sew, and I would try to show them how to do it. And
they had projects.
And they had projects. And then the boys said, two of the boys said, chickens.
Oh, so they helped you a little bit that way, at least, huh?
Yeah.
With the chickens. Uh-huh. Were there any other clubs for the women to belong to, or I'm sure this was enough for you?
We really didn't have any other clubs around.
What did you do for enjoyment? Did you have time to visit neighbors at all?
Oh, yes, we'd visit neighbors.
So you had coffee?
Yeah.
And parties?
Yeah.
And anything else that you enjoyed beside the visiting? I mean, when you rested, you rested, I imagine. You didn't read, or?
Very, very little reading.
And you didn't have time for hobbies like craft work or anything?
No, I didn't do any craft work then. I've done a lot of it later years, but not the early years, no.
What did the children do for fun?
Oh, they'd play. Being there were so many of them, when they could always get up a ball game, or when they were real small, they'd play with stones, and they'd make a farm, and stones were horses and cattle, and they used their imagination a lot because it wasn't bought in toys.
But it worked fine, didn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
It seems to me on the farm that children can just disappear and entertain themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not like in the town. Let's go back to talking about your work again in the house. I suppose you prepared 3 meals a day. Your middle meal, the children were gone because they were at school.
Yeah.
But
yes. Oh, then we always had lunch in the afternoon. Not always in the mornings, but they're the busy season. Then they'd have coffee in the mornings too, because they'd be longer days. Uh-huh. I mean, when you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Did you take your afternoon lunch out to the field, or did they come home?
Oh, I take it out
a lot of the times,
or else the children would carry it out. But it was always brought out to them. Didn't have thermoses bottles, so they couldn't keep the coffee. They couldn't take it along because they couldn't keep it warm.
Uh-huh. Did you, who handled the buying of the groceries, or didn't you? You had to buy some.
Oh, yes. Oh, my husband usually was the one that I'd go with sometimes. Sometimes he'd go alone.
But in those days, did he take care of the money, or was that part of your job too?
No, that wasn't part of my job.
And then you had a garden?
Yeah, I had a garden.
So
did some canning, not an awful lot of canning, though. But
how about the meat? Did you get that from your farm butchering?
Yes, we butchered our own. Yeah, yes. Yeah. And like both beef and pork and chickens.
And how did you keep the meat afterward? You didn't can meat.
Yeah, we'd can some, and then we'd smoke the hams and bacons and things that.
You had a smokehouse?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
that you did that yourself. And you later years, did you ever take it to the...
Then we had...
Have it frozen?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And stored in town?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you ever eat out? You ever go to a restaurant?
No, we never. Only time that we'd go to town and have coffee or that, and it would be only coffee and some sweets, would be when my sister and her husband would come from Tifera Falls and visit with us. Then we'd drive into town and have coffee, but that was about the only time.
Uh-huh. I can imagine with a family that size. I know I was almost through high school before I was ever in a restaurant to eat.
Oh, really?
So I didn't know what they did inside a restaurant until I was, I think I was about a junior in high school before I ever got inside.
Well.
What did you have to keep the food? Did you have an ice box? Or
yeah, we had an ice box.
Uh-huh. And
no, we stored the ice. During the winter time, they hauled it home, and we had a house that we kept it in. And
oh, you had your own little ice house.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
With sawdust, and I can kind of remember.
Well, I guess maybe I'm mistaken there. That was at my home, not after I was married. No, that was before I was married. That was at my folks.
Uh-huh. Can you remember when you... got a refrigerator at your own place?
Well, I think it was, I think we got the lights and that the early 40s.
Uh-huh. When electricity came in.
When electricity came in.
So you were, you must have been one of the first farms, though, to put it in.
Well, no.
No?
Well, some had their own...
Plants
that so they
Delco
had,
or
yeah uh-huh.
But
so they
you
had,
didn't have that.
No, we didn't have that.
Yeah, we had a Delco plant that never would start when we wanted it. It was too cold where we kept it, I guess. So we had an awful time with it back in those years. What kind of a stove did you have for cooking then? Was it
we had a range that we burnt coal or wood in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It worked too, didn't it?
Oh, yes. That always worked.
They were better than we ever thought they... Now we don't think it would be possible to use one,
yeah.
But they work pretty well. I grew up with one. We talked about buying groceries. How about clothing? When you did you buy clothing?
Well, I sewed for the girls, and I sewed for the boys too. I had one lady, her name was Mrs. Kirkhorn, Grandma. We called her Grandma Kirkhorn, and she was an angel because she gave me so much clothes that her sisters had sent to her, and I made everything over. Like for the boys, they didn't have they had overalls, but they didn't have another pants till they were confirmed.
Oh,
because I'd make over,
uh-huh.
And the girls I'd make over, or else I'd buy material too for girls' uh-huh. dresses and that. But we didn't buy much clothes.
Well, now when you bought material to make the girls' dresses, did you buy it in Moorhead or?
Well, there was a store in Rusted, and he had a little bit of everything there, so he had material too.
Uh-huh. So you didn't have to go to big town for
no.
it. What about what kind of washing machine did you have?
A rubbing board.
You did. But when electricity came, you.
Yeah, then I got to, well, I did have another one for a while. I don't remember just what year I got it, but I had one with an electric motor on.
Oh.
Not electric motor,
gasoline?
Gasoline motor on, yeah.
Made a lot of noise.
Oh, yes.
Was it a Maytag?
Yes, it was a Maytag.
Most people had Maytags yeah. back then. Did you have, you hung it out, you had long clotheslines?
Oh, yes, long, we hang it out.
And in winter, too?
In the winter time, too.
What about the ironing? You have a lot of ironing.
Oh, yes, I had a lot of ironing. And in those days, it was more ironing than now, because, like, a lot of, all shirts and things were starched, you know, and but now you don't have to starch it, and you don't even have to iron sometimes, but then you ironed every piece you washed, you ironed it just about on its underwears and
yes.
things like that.
Did you have a certain day for washing and a day for ironing, or how did you work that?
Well, I usually tried to wash on Mondays, but yeah, a lot of times it's got to be washing more than one day.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Then you had to pump your water first and
yeah.
heat it. And
Heat it on, in a boiler on the stove. And
uh-huh. And so you boiled some of your clothes
oh, yes.
back in those days.
I don't know why we did in those days,
and
but we did.
And probably used P&G soap. And
how
about, did the girls help with the washing, or the boys?
Oh,
too?
Yes, they helped. Not the boys. As soon as the boys got big enough, they had to go in the fields. And in those days, we had they used horses instead of tractors.
Uh-huh. But you must have, you had a tractor in the later,
oh yeah, the
not
later
the 30s
years.
Maybe, but in the 40s and 50s.
Yeah, oh well, I suppose maybe in the late 30s, they, I think he traded some horses for a tractor.
But you
yeah.
kept some horses anyway.
Oh, yeah. At one time we had up to 26 horses. Because they had a lot of field to go over, and it wasn't, in those days it wasn't like now. You can get on the tractor and you can work right through. You can work all night too if you want to. You could do that with horses. You had to so long, and they usually said 20 miles for a horse for a day.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, they had the rest at noon. And
well, it's a good thing the horses got tired, because yeah. the people, I'm sure, would have gotten tired, too.
But they had to rest. Well, and then, of course, a lot of times they had to walk behind the whatever machinery they had, were using, instead of now they just jump on a tractor. And
do you remember how big your farm was?
It's 300 and some acres,
uh-huh.
I think, is what it was.
That was a lot of horses mm-hmm. for that mm-hmm. many
yeah.
acres, but I guess it would take quite a few.
Well, my husband's brother had a farm right next,
oh.
and of course we farmed his farm also.
Oh, so that explains
yeah.
why you had more. In the 30s, the Depression came. How did that affect you, or did you notice that there was a Depression?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, we noticed it, all right. Yes, it was hard a lot of times, but that we managed.
Hard to get food on for the table?
Well, of course, the only thing just about that we bought was the sugar and flour. We'd take wheat to the mill and get it ground. So we had flour and we had milk. I remember my husband, when he sold the cows, he thought that was terrible to go and buy milk. Oh, that was about that was his biggest problem, was to buy milk. And then we had eggs and made her own butter, and so there wasn't, the groceries wasn't really a problem.
What were the problems of the Depression then? What was hard?
Well, it was, it wasn't any, I really can't.
I suppose it was probably just not having any money to buy machinery.
Yeah, it was the money problem that was the problem, that there wasn't any money at all, because there was, like...
You owned your farm.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So you didn't have to pay rent that way. So those of us who were like that were lucky, weren't we, during those times?
Yeah.
I know we had neighbors that kept moving every year, couldn't pay the rent, so they'd trade places and live someplace else, because they wouldn't be allowed to stay in the place where they were. So it kind of, people kept moving during that Depression time. Do you remember any banks closing?
Yes, I remember banks closing.
Did that affect you?
Yes, it did.
I think most of us at that time had those problems of losing money in the banks.
Yeah.
And did they ever pay back some of that, or do you remember?
No.
It was just lost.
No. Yeah.
Well, that was, really was hard times with a family at that time. But one thing about the Depression, I guess, that was kind of nice was everybody was bad off together.
Yeah, they were all in the same boat.
So I think that helped a lot.
Yeah.
And everybody kind of helped each other. Well, then we've talked a lot about the 30s, I guess. But moving on up into the 40s, the change that I think of is it was in the 40s that we got into the war. Now, how did... Yeah. Did the war, what difference did that make in your family?
Well, we didn't have as much help then, of course, because 7 of the boys went into service. But...
You had 8 boys?
Yeah.
And 7 went into the service. And one was too young, or did they let him...
There was nine boys.
Oh.
Yeah.
And...
Well, one was so young that he didn't go because of that, and they were to keep some on the farm.
That's
really,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and they kept that. We had that one home. He was next to the oldest, but he had blood poison when he was a kid.
Oh,
in his foot, so he had a clump foot. So that's the reason why they didn't take him, I suppose.
Didn't have to go into the service then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, well, that really made a difference in your homemaking with that many of the children gone.
Well, they were all those boys weren't gone at the same time.
Uh-huh. I see. So your family didn't get cut as much as it sounds.
No.
Like, but at least your work was a little less for a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As a result of the war. Do you remember any other problems that came because of the war? Like rationing?
Rationing. Uh-huh. We all had those books, to... take out the coupons or whatever you call them and use them as.
And it was, there were some things that were hard to get, like sugar.
Uh-huh. And at that time, well, then we didn't have the cows any longer.
Oh.
So
you couldn't get meat either without
the
coupons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I bet you wished for some of those cows you had before. Your girls, though, didn't None of them went into the service.
No. Uh-uh.
How about gasoline on the farm? I suppose you could. You had gas for the farm, so.
Yes, for the farm, they always supplied enough for that.
Now, during the 30s, 40s, and 50s, all this time when you were living there on the farm, did you have a telephone?
Yes, we got a telephone. I think we got the telephone maybe when we got the running water in the house. That was the later 40s, I think.
Oh, yes. And you always had an automobile?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And trucks, I suppose?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, did you drive?
No, I didn't. I never drove.
One thing you didn't have to do, huh? You were careful, you didn't learn. And what about radio or?
Well, we did have a radio. Oh, I don't know, that was in the 40s, I suppose, we got the radio.
And then later you got TV?
Yeah, TV.
Oh, when did you stop farming? You moved into town.
57.
In 1957. And so, now why was that you moved in?
Well, my brother, or my son that lives on the farm got married, and my husband was quite old, so he wanted to quit, and then he moved on the farm, and then we moved into town.
Oh, I see. The
the
brother took over your farm.
My son.
Oh.
My son.
Your son took over the farm.
Yeah.
And then you moved into town.
Yeah.
Did you buy a house there then?
Yes.
And where was that in Moorhead?
It was on 11th Street. It was Flora Frick's house.
Oh, is that where you were?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right by the university.
Yeah, yeah.
So you were very close.
Mm-hmm.
And so you lived there until, when did Flora Frick get it from, did she buy it from you?
No, she had passed away.
Oh, that was after
it was
Frick's
after,
time.
Yeah, uh-huh. It was really Ortner that was in charge, I think. Well, the bank, I suppose. But I know Ortner was, he lived right next.
Uh-huh.
And he got the all the furniture and things that was in the the house.
So you lived there. By that time, you weren't as big a family?
Oh, no.
You were?
No, I just had the youngest girl.
So there were only three of you in that house.
Yeah.
And then?
No, I had one. My oldest son was.
Oh.
He farmed. He has a farm out there. The three boys have their separate farms, but he wasn't married at the time, so he lived with us. He'd live out on the farm during the week, and then he'd come in the weekend and
part of the time.
Yeah.
And that's when you went to work?
Yes. I worked at Eventide for just a short time.
Uh-huh.
And then I came here to university.
To the campus school.
Campus school here.
You want to tell a little bit about the work you did here? What... when did you come to work?
I was usually here by 8 o'clock. And Mrs. Phillips, she was kind of the head one. And we made the lunches for the children for the noon lunch. And we had both the high school and the elementary children that came to eat. We had lots of fun.
So you didn't get to go home until afternoon.
Yeah, it was in the, I worked until about 2:30 or 2 o'clock, and then it. And then whenever we got through cleaning up after the noon meal, well, then we.
There was a time when your husband was sick and you had to take care of him.
Yeah.
Was that before this?
No, that was during the time that I worked at here. Uh-huh.
So yeah. You really had.
But he didn't live many years after we moved in town.
So you were busy though with that was really almost a full-time job, plus taking care of him, plus doing your
homework. He was up though every day, so he wasn't too big a problem.
And then after the campus school closed, then you went
to Concordia.
To work at Concordia.
Yeah.
So you've been a working homemaker for for quite a few years.
And I worked at Concordia until I sold my house. And when I moved to the apartment, then I... Well,
the
children had been after me for a long time that I should quit, and then of course it got farther to walk, so I quit.
And do you remember how old you were when you retired?
No, I can't say I do. I have I've been in the apartment for 11 years now.
Oh.
And I quit right. Before I.
So it must have been when you were about 75, 76.
Oh, I was more than that.
You were more than that.
No, I suppose about that. Yeah, I would say.
Now, thinking back over your homemaking time, what was the most difficult? What was the hardest thing? Can you think of the tough? The depression wasn't too bad, but were there other big problems?
Oh, I think the clothes washing was the hardest.
That was the biggest job.
Yeah, because of carrying all the water in and carrying it out and heating it on the stove and all this.
What about the weather? The climate in Moorhead, were the winters tough?
Oh yes, they were tough. They were it was cold, but I don't know. He always managed, I guess.
you managed to keep warm in the winter.
Oh yeah.
And as far as health was concerned, did you have problems of anyone in the family being sick or?
No, I was real blessed with good health on all the family. Yes, I can't say that. Although there was small things, but nothing big.
Uh-huh. And there weren't floods? The floods never bothered?
Floods didn't bother, but we had tornadoes and things like that that
out at the
it took
farm.
The barn and
so
a couple of times we had bad storms.
And where were you when there was a tornado? Did you have a cellar or a?
Well, we had a basement job, but we didn't always go down there. We liked to watch it, I guess.
So you were fortunate.
And a lot of times it was in the night, so we could.
What do you remember as being the best times? What do you think back on and think that was a good good time?
Well, I suppose it was when the girls got bigger and we could work together and both play together and work together, I think.
Uh-huh.
during the summertime when they were home.
Oh, yes.
That they were, when they quit school, then they went out teaching, three of them. And,
well, so some of them went to college.
Yeah, they went to college and then they went.
And how about the boys, did they?
No. Yes, some of them went to college. The one that's in Seattle, he went to college. The older ones, they stayed on the farm.
And now your girls have homes of their own, all of them.
Oh, yes.
And do they keep house the way you did?
I doubt it.
What's different in their homemaking?
Well, they are. Mine was a lot simpler than theirs. They have everything modern. I didn't have that, so I'm sure they are. But they're all busy though, just the same.
They have other work to do.
Yes,
We didn't have to do, huh?
Yeah.
But they don't have a chicken coop or cows to milk.
No.
With milking machines. Didn't you have milking machines?
No.
You never did have.
No.
Do you think they have it as hard as you had it, or a lot easier, your girls?
Well, it's, they have, they don't have as strenuous work, as heavy work, you know.
Uh-huh.
But they're always busy.
Yeah, I think that's true too. I think they do so much. Are they working beside, outside
their
homes?
Well, they do volunteer work a lot.
Oh yes.
And belong to different groups of homemakers and things like that, and a lot of church work.
Oh yes. If you could do your homemaking over again, is there anything you'd change?
Well, I don't know if I'd have to have the same equipments and that I used at that time. I suppose I'd have to do it the same way.
You'd like to do it over again and have all the modern things your daughters have.
Oh, yes. That would be interesting.
That would have...
be fun.
Made it fun. Well, thank you a lot, Esther, for all that you've told us about homemaking on the farm and in Moorhead since 1930. Is there anything else that you want to tell us about that you'd like to put on the record about homemaking during your life around Moorhead? Hard to think of anything to add. I thought maybe I'd left something out that was important. That I'll bet you were the hardest working homemaker anywhere around.
Oh, I think they were all hard workers around there.
Well, I'm so glad we have a record of your experiences as a homemaker, so that our children and your children can remember what it was like to be a woman during that time. So thank you so much for all you've told us.